Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Highway officials estimate it will cost nearly $2 million to repair a bridge spanning a portion of the Glen Highway that heads into Anchorage from the north. Inbound lanes remain closed as the Department of Transportation plans repairs of the bridge over the highway. A semi with a load too tall for the bridge struck the structure on Wednesday, crushing concrete around a girder. The Transportation Department says a 200,000-pound girder could fall onto the highway. Spokesperson Shannon McCarthy says emergency repairs are in the works that could remove the damaged span and allow the highway to reopen. The closure is expected to last 3 to 5 days. Traffic has been rerouted through downtown Eagle River, leading to considerable delays for commuters. About 57,000 vehicles use the road into Anchorage each day. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska is suing the city of Palmer and members of its police department, alleging officers wrongfully detained a Peruvian man over his immigration status. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Alex Caseta says officers lacked authority to arrest him last summer. According to the lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages, Caseta was helping provide security at a bar in Palmer when a fight erupted. He tried to help a female bartender who was being attacked and was hit and left bloodied. The lawsuit says a responding officer asked Caseta if he was from Alaska before asking a dispatcher to contact federal immigration officials. The lawsuit says Caseta is married to a U.S. citizen but lacked legal immigration status and was held 4 nights before being released. And Governor Bill Walker has nominated residents of Petersburg and Seward to open seats on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. John Jensen of Petersburg and Andy Mesereau of Seward are Walker's preferred candidates for the two seats. Mesereau already sits on the council. He's also nominated for a seat on the International Pacific Halibut Commission. He owns a fishing charter business in Seward. Jensen owns a boat rental business in Petersburg and has been in commercial fisheries for decades. He's also chair of the state's Board of Fisheries. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council is one of 8 regional councils with oversight of fisheries in federal waters. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies for today, mostly clear for tonight, and mostly sunny for tomorrow. High today, about 40 degrees. Low tonight, about 20 to 25 degrees when those clouds blow out of the way with winds in downtown Juneau and Douglas only gusting to about 40 miles per hour for today. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.